Iran is banned from international judo competition indefinitely. This week's decision comes after what went down at the Judo World Championships in August in Tokyo. Iranian authorities told their defending world champion, Saeed Moulayi, to withdraw. If he kept on winning, he might face an Israeli, Sagi Mukhi. The matchup never happened. The Israeli went on to win gold, fair and square. But the announcement today that Iran is banned from international competition weighs on Sagi Mukhi. I caught up with him at his home in Netanya, Israel.
I feel very sad because as an athlete, I know how hard I train to get my goals, to get my dreams, to make it come true. And when he first to lose, they take his dream out. And this is so sad. And, you know, my heart is going for him.
Had you competed against Moulayi before?
No, it's never happened. It could happen twice before, but as the government forced him to lose purpose because they don't want to recognize Israel as a country. So he couldn't come up and fight with me.
When you got to the podium to accept your gold medal, was all of this on your mind?
I was very happy that I won a gold medal. I worked so hard for all over the years. I beat so many challenges. It was very hard to know that Saeed couldn't fight perfectly without this back noise, and I was very sad for him.
I don't know if you've had a chance to speak to Moulayi since he moved to Germany, but, I mean, he did not forfeit that semifinal match. He lost it. I'm just wondering if you think he threw the match and what that must have felt like to be essentially instructed by your government not to, you know, face you in a final.
When I knew after the World Championships that happened, this was very sad for me because I know how hard he training and how much he wanted, like I want. I very want it to change, and I hope for it.
I mean, you want it to change, but I mean, you're also Israeli and you're representing your country. What was that like for you as an Israeli to have your competition unnaturally altered by national considerations?
You know, I try to focus on myself. As an athlete, I want to be the best in every day, every competition. But as an Israeli, I'm very proud to represent my country everywhere in the world. And I will keep doing this. And I know the Iranian people love Israel. And the Israeli people support Moulayi. And I think Moulayi is an inspiration for people to be free men.
Sagi Mukhi, if you would compete one day against Saeed Moulayi and you win, would that gold medal be more meaningful?
I have one more big dream, and it's to face Saeed Moulayi, hopefully in the final at the Olympic Games in Tokyo 2020. And really, it doesn't matter who wins. I just want to shake his hand, hug him, and show the world that the sport is above everything. And we are all humans.
Sagi Mukhi, I hope you get that chance to fulfill your dream and compete against Saeed Moulayi. And thank you for speaking with us. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.